Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivada Dhari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivada Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Jamuna Chira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Janda Ballabha Girivada Dhari Gopi Janda Ballabha Girivada Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskritya. Naram chaiva narottamam. Devim Sarasatim Vyasam. Tato jaya mudiraye. Okay, which verse? Canto 5, chapter 14, the forest of enjoyment, the text is number 10. Kwachit sakrid avagata vishaya vaitartya svayam parabhidyadina vibramshita smritis tayaiva marichi tayo toya prayamstan eva bidhavati. Kwachit, sometimes. Sakrit, once. Avagata vishaya vaitayaha. Becoming conscious of the uselessness of enjoying material sense gratification. Swayam himself, para abhidhyanina, by the bodily concept of life, vibramshita, destroyed, smitihi, whose remembrance, taya, by that, eva, certainly, marichitoya, water in a mirage. Prayan, similar to. Tan, those sense objects. Eva, certainly. Habitavati, runs after. Translation, the conditioned soul sometimes personally appreciates the futility of sense enjoyment in the material world, and he sometimes considers material enjoyment to be full of miseries. However, due to his strong bodily conception, his memory is destroyed, and again he runs after material enjoyment, just as an animal runs after a mirage in the desert. Please repeat. The conditioned soul sometimes personally appreciates the futility of sense enjoyment in the material world, and he sometimes considers material enjoyment to be full of miseries. However, due to his strong bodily conception, his memory is destroyed, and again he runs after material enjoyment, just as an animal runs after a mirage in the desert. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The main disease in material life is the bodily conception. Being baffled again and again in material activity, the conditioned soul temporarily thinks of the futility of material enjoyment, but he again tries the same thing. By the association of devotees, a person may become convinced of the material futility, but he cannot give up his engagement, although he is very eager to return home back to Godhead. Under these circumstances, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is situated in everyone's heart, compassionately takes away all the material possessions of such a devotee, as stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10.88.8. Yasyaham managrinami harishe tadtanam shanai. Lord Krishna says that he takes everything away from a devotee whom he especially favors when that devotee is overly attached to material possessions. When everything is taken away, the devotee feels helpless and frustrated in society, friendship, and love. He feels that his family does not care for him any longer, and he therefore completely surrenders unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. This is a special favor granted by the Lord to a devotee who cannot fully surrender to the Lord due to a strong bodily conception. As explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya 22:39, Abhi vigna e murke vishaya kena diba. The Lord understands the devotee who hesitates to engage in the Lord's service, not knowing whether he should again try to revive his material life. After repeated attempts and failures, he fully surrenders to the lotus feet of the Lord. The Lord then gives him directions, attaining happiness, he forgets all material engagements. Engagement. Do you have a Madhya Lila 22:39? Om Agyanatimarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadahmayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sadvadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Bin Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshvare Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyeva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha jaya shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda sri advaita gadadhara shivasari gaura bhaktavinda hare krishna 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 hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The conditioned soul sometimes personally appreciates the futility of sense enjoyment in the material world, and he sometimes considers material enjoyment to be full of miseries. However, due to his strong bodily conception, his memory is destroyed, and again he runs after material enjoyment just as an animal runs after a mirage in the desert. So Prabhupada begins by giving one of the very common themes, which is in this verse, and is expressed variously throughout the shastras, and that is that the main disease in material life is the bodily conception. And this is generated by the mind. That's Krishna discusses in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, when Arjuna asks him about asthita prajna and wants to know what is the symptom of somebody who's fixed in consciousness. And Krishna says that prajahati yada kama sarvan parta manogatan atmanyivat masantushtas tasya prajna pratishtate, that one who is fixed in consciousness is somebody who has given up a connection with the mind, which is a factory for concocting various plans and ideas for enjoying the material world. Prajahati yada kaman. At that time when he gives up yada, when he gives up at that time, when he gives up that connection to the a speculative process, enjoying the material world. The mind constantly concocts ideas for enjoying the material world. And there's, as Prabhupada's saying here, the main disease of material life is the material conception, the bodily conception, which means that I consider that I am this body, the material body. And this is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, Bhayam dvitiya abhinibheshita syat ishat apetasya viparyayo smitihi. This dvitiya means this, a second. Dvi means two. Dvitiya means the one considers a something separate. There's another thing besides the Supreme Personality of Godhead, besides the divine source of everything. And one considers oneself to be separate from Krishna. And because of that, bhayam syat, fear arises. Bhayam dvitiya abhinibheshita, and abhinibheshita means absorbed, absorption. And one becomes fully absorbed in this idea that there's something separate from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is called maya. And Krishna, in the four verses that he gave to Lord Brahma at the beginning of the creation, describes Rutertam nya pratyeta na pratyeta chatmani tadvidyaratmano mahayam yatapaso yatatamaha. If you see something separate from me, know it to be my illusory potency, maya. Because there is nothing separate from Krishna. Everything's included in Krishna. Everything emanates from him. Aham sarvasya prabhavo, etc. But in material consciousness, I see something separate. And furthermore, Krishna also describes the mechanism of the bodily concept of life, in which, in the Bhagavad Gita, he says, dhyayato vishayan pumsam sangasteshu pajayate. That's, first of all, there's a contemplation on the object of the senses. What is that contemplation? To contemplate the object of the senses means to think about them with an idea there's something in it for me. I look at it not just observing it, but looking and thinking, maybe that could be mine. And there's a big difference between things in the world and my things. And how do they become my things? I contemplate them and I think, I can have that. And then it becomes my thing. Now, many of you have some things. Anybody here have a car? Did you park it anywhere here in the city? Outside? Anybody have a car that's parked outside? Okay. What is your name?
Ganga.
Ganga Prabhu parked his car outside. And now if we hear some smashing sound outside, right around the place where Ganga parked his car, Ganga might feel great anxiety because he thinks, I think that was my car. And Ganga's thinking, maybe I didn't pay the insurance this month. And Ganga runs to the window. Actually, this wouldn't happen to Ganga because he's completely detached. But to an ordinary person that we're just giving Ganga as a representation, would jump up, and what might be the bodily features? Maybe perspiration, maybe a palpitation of the heart. Maybe ideas race through the mind of what am I going to do now? And then he looks out the window and he finds out it wasn't actually his car. It was your car. And then how does Ganga feel? Fine. Ganga now feels fine. And how do you feel? Now you feel palpitations of the heart. And so there are many cars in Boston, but one of them is my car. That's the difference. There are many people in the world, but some of them are my people, my family, my country. In the newspaper, the Americans like to hear about how many Americans got killed. They don't care about the 3 million other people that got blown up. They just, how many Americans? Because they're my people. And this is the bodily conception of life, because actually the soul is separate. Ashango kyayam purushaha means the Vedic aphorism. There is no connection between the soul and the material nature whatsoever. However, because of contemplation and seeing it as a possibility that this could be mine, this enjoying spirit, there's a connection, a sangha, sa-anga. It means it becomes part of me and becomes a problem for me. So this is the bodily conception of life, which is described over and over again throughout the Shastra, because this, as Prabhupada says, is the main disease. And if you can conquer the main disease and cure the main disease, then problems cease. Being baffled again and again in material activity, the conditioned soul temporarily thinks of the futility of material enjoyment. This is sometimes called smashan vairagya. Sometimes when people go to a funeral, they immediately feel detached for 3 days only. They see the body on the pyre being burned and they think, oh my God, Ram Nam Satya Hai, all this is true. That God is truth, everything else, some kind of illusion. All my other pursuits are illusory. But the material nature is so strong that after a few days of seeing this futility, the material nature encroaches again. And I settle for this lower quality of life, of material enjoyment, or more likely, the hard struggle for existence, grappling hard with the material nature. This is conditioning. I simply accept this. There is also another gradation considered in this verse, and that is the sincere devotee who is endeavoring to advance in devotional service, who may also be waylaid by material desires. This is accounted for in the Shastra. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, for instance, api chet sudaracharo bhajate man mam ananyabhak sadariva samantavya samyag vyavasito hisaha. And that is, Krishna declares it, that there is a devotee, there are devotees, who are engaged properly in devotional service, but who are sometimes affected by worldliness, by the bodily conception of life. He says, because the person is engaged in devotional service, even though sometimes affected by sudarachara, bad character, that person is still to be considered a sadhu because he's rightly situated. And as he continues, Sri Prambhavati Dharmatma Sashvach Chantim Nagachati Konteya Pratijanihi Nami Bhakti Pranashati. Krishna says, I'm saying it. Or he said, you say it, Arjuna. It's more important you say it. That as that devotee continues, he will definitely be victorious. He will come out of the material conception of life and come to the perfectional stage. Furthermore, in the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, rather the 5th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a description of 11th canto, a way in which a devotee may be in an interim period in his devotional service. Jata shraddha matkatasu, nirvina sarvakarmasu, aveda dukat matkankamams, prityage panishvare, pyanishvare. So in this verse, Krishna describes how somebody's faith is awakened, jata shraddha. Jata means to awaken, to be born. Jata shraddha, the faith, which means shraddha shabde vishvas kahe sudrina nishchoy krishne bhakti koila sarva karma krita hoy. Faith means I have this clear understanding and conviction that by doing devotional service, everything else is done. No other karma is necessary, no other work is necessary, just devotional service. Jata shraddha makatasu, and what does he have faith in? He has faith in hearing Krishna's pastimes and hearing the instructions of the Bhagavad Gita and the Shastras. Nirvina sarvakarmasu, and he has a clear conviction that all material activities lead to misery. Aveda dukat makankamams, he knows that material desire causes misery. Prityage pyanishvare, ishvara means what? God, the Supreme Powerful. It also means the power to do something. So prityage means to give something up. Prityage pyanishvara. Krishna says, how even though a person may know all these things, still he doesn't have the power to give them up. So Krishna then goes on to say, such a person should continue the process of devotional service, knowing that by doing so, he will come to the perfectional stage of life. He should be happy in his service, not become overly morose, that I haven't attained the perfection of life. And at the same time, he should have a little bit of repentance that I'm in this situation in the first place. So this is an understandable situation because everyone has to be bad before they get good. And there is a clearing process in the process of devotional service. There's a way in which I have to go through anartha nivritti. I have to overcome various obstacles, which are all described very clearly in the Shastra, these various obstacles. And The signposts that describe my advancement in devotional service are also clearly given, although we don't probably have time to go into them in this class because it's a short amount of time. Prabhupada describes in this verse how Krishna assists an aspiring devotee in some very interesting ways. One way is described here. He says that yasya hamana grinami harisheta dhanam shanai. That is that Krishna describes when he shows special mercy, he takes away everything from the devotee and leaves the devotee completely helpless. And then the devotee has no choice but to completely surrender to Krishna. So in the famous verse from the Bhagavatam 10:14:8, Tate anukampam susumikshamano bunjana eva makritam vipakam hridvagvapurvir vidaram namaste jiveta yo mukti pade sadaya pak. Lord Brahma, in his prayers to Krishna, is saying that the devotee, the quintessential attitude of devotee, is that whatever comes to me in the form of miseries in this material world is a result of my past previous activities, and I'm taking it as Krishna's mercy, burning out my material life altogether. And he simply tolerates, and he goes on with his service, with his body, mind, and words. And this, Lord Brahma certified, is the way in which the devotee inherits the kingdom of God. Sadaya Bhak, he becomes an inheritor. In the commentary of this verse, the great Bhagavatam commentator, Sridhar Swami, says that the duty of the son of a rich man is singular, and that is that he must remain alive. Why is that? Why is that the duty of the son of a rich man to stay alive? It's his only duty. Because he'll inherit. So in a similar way, he says, in very encouragingly, that the singular duty of the devotee is to somehow or other stay alive in Krishna consciousness. And then Srila Prabhupada goes on to elaborate on the commentary of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, in which he says that although it may appear that a devotee is experiencing karma, just like everybody else, because after a devotee surrenders, sometimes it appears that there are waves of misery, miserable situations confronting the devotee. So what is this? I surrendered. Even Prabhupada said he had taken sannyas and he was thrashed by a cow with long horns on the pathway. You have to watch out for the horns because cows, bulls, everyone knows watch out for bulls, but everyone thinks cows very peaceful. Not all cows are peaceful. Watch out for the horns. If you walk by in the path and you come too close to a cow, she can swing her horns and she can seriously injure you. I've seen it before right in front of in ashram in Govardhan. Someone was seriously wounded. And Prabhupada was thrashed in that way on a pathway just after he had taken sannyas. And he had no one to help him, nowhere to go, no resources, anything. And Prabhupada, in his recount of this situation, said he was thinking, Krishna, what is this? Here I am, surrendered. What is this? The devotee may think like that. What is this, Krishna? This is Krishna's way of making the devotee completely helpless. And Prabhupada cataloged the various ways in which Krishna made him helpless, made him come to America with no money, no funds, no connections. And then he completely took shelter of Krishna, and look what happened. So Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, in the purport, then describes, through our modern commentators, who continued the Bhagavatam from the 14th chapter, says that although it appears to be karma, it's actually a Krishna's way of purifying the devotee of the last vestiges of attachment to the material world. A devotee, even after surrendering to Krishna, may have some subtle attachment of ways in which he or she wants to enjoy the material world. And Krishna is expert at inflicting the exact kind of misery that will make that person want to give up that last desire to enjoy the material world. Expert. He knows more than we do. And therefore, he can make an arrangement. And therefore, what appears to be karma for the surrendered devotee is actually Krishna's mercy, coming in the form of a kind of medicine to cure the devotee of the last vestiges in which he wants to stay in the material world. Therefore, Prabhupada quotes this verse from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, in which Krishna is speaking, "Since I am very intelligent, why should I give this fool material prosperity? Instead, I shall induce him to take the nectar of the shelter of my lotus feet and make him forget illusory material happiness." This is in response, or later on is, the next verse, "Satyam dishati artito artito nirnam." This verse from the Bhagavatam is quoted by Kaviraj Goswami, "Satyam dishati artitam artito nirnam," in which it is said that when a devotee petitions Krishna again and again for some kind of material advantage, then Krishna will grant him that advantage, but he'll do it in such a way that he'll never want to ask for it again. So I don't want it anymore. And then he says, "Svayam vidate bhajato anichitam, icha pitaham bhajato anichitam." He'll give it to him in a way that the devotee will then fully take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. So just one last comment, and that is that this idea of the material world being like a mirage is very interesting. It's helpful and useful. One must not simply consider the material world to be mitya or false, but one has to understand that it's a reflection of the spiritual world. That's the complete idea, in which one can actually become fully detached from the material world by attachment to the reality. Because there is no ultimate detachment from the material world. Living entities are not detached. That's not their constitutional position. Rather, they're sentient beings, which means they're attached. We have senses and we have feelings that must be engaged. And if they're not engaged spiritually, they will be engaged materially. Yene ravinaksha vimuktamaninas tvayastabhavat avashudhapudaya aruya krishnena paramparam tata patantyato nadrita yushmarangraya. The demigods praying to Lord Krishna within the womb, 10th canto, 2nd chapter of the Bhagavatam, confirm that if one doesn't take full shelter emotionally take full shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna and engage in a loving relationship with him, then whatever kind of so-called liberation one attains, detachment from the material world included, one will fall back down again into the material world. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj also helps us in his prayers to Lord Nrisingadev by giving this sutra in this verse. Kutrashisha shruti sukham rigatrishni rupa. He says, where is it, your material enjoyment? Kutra, you tell me where it is. Kutra ashisha, where's the benediction you're getting from the material nature? Shruti sukham, he said, it's happiness that you only hear about, you never get it. And on the way here, I actually made a notation in my book because we were driving on the freeway and I saw this large bank. It was about 10 stories high and it's made out of glass so you can look in and see everything inside this bank institution. And what's inside are desks with chairs around them. On every floor I could see, and some floors had computers inside. And I had this image come into my mind, where is wealth actually? Bank represents wealth. They go in there and they sit around a table and they just talk about it. When do you actually get the wealth? When do you actually experience the wealth? You sit in there, it's like you have billions of dollars and it's like, let's talk about it. And then you also look at it on a screen and you see the numbers go by, but you never actually get it. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, Kutrashisha, Shruti Sukham, Mriga Trishni Rupa. He said, Mriga means deer. Mriga Trishni, the deer is thirsty, Trishna, and he's running after the mirage in the desert and he falls down dead running. So you're not gonna get it. You're gonna be like the deer running after it. So don't chase this mirage, rather take shelter of the the substance which Krishna confirms. Bhagavad Gita, Narupamasyeha Tatopalabhyate Nanto Nacharyarnata Samprachishta Ashvatamenam Suvaruda Mulam Asanga Shastrena Dritena Chitva Tatak Padam Tat Parimargitam Vyam Yasmin Gatana Nirvatanti Puya Tameva Chadyam Purusham Prapadye Yatak Praviti Prashita Purani. He says, yes, you have to cut down the material world with the strong weapon of detachment, asanga. Shastrena dridhena chitva, very determined to cut it down. But then he says, you have to then go on the path towards Krishna, the original source of everything. You have to search out that supreme person. We're doing it simultaneously. And by chanting Hare Krishna, Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayat Yashu Vairagyam Jnanam Charyarahaitukam, one gets knowledge and detachment as concomitants. They come automatically. As one's pursuing Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, chanting Hare Krishna, naturally these very important qualities come into the life of the devotee, becomes detached. So now we have 2 minutes. We'll take some reflections. Yes?
One practical question. We often talk about being attached to the material world, being attached to things that we use, being attached to people whom we interact with. So as being devotees, just performing bhakti and making no practical endeavor to detach ourselves, is that the approach, or should we also make any practical steps to voluntarily detach ourselves?
We follow, our path of detachment follows bhakti. So we follow Ekadashi. Why? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told his mother, follow Ekadashi. Therefore, you say, whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, we do, out of devotion. And therefore, there's some austerity there, because we're following Krishna. That's our austerity. Austerity is to do what Krishna says to do, and not artificially perform austerities, but in the process of yukta vairagya, in using everything for Krishna, there may be some austerity. And that's the principle by which the Goswamis taught real asceticism. They were tekvaturnam ashesha mandalapati shrenim sada tuchava. They gave up the material world, but why? To engage nana shastra vichara naika nipunosha dharma samstapako. They were fully engaged in Krishna activities. So by engaging in Krishna activities, you'll get all the austerity you need. You don't have to perform extra austerities, nor do you have to become more Catholic than the Pope. For instance, Prabhupada had a certain way of conducting his devotional practices and a certain level of austerity that he performed in his lifetime. You don't have to do more than that. You have to follow his example. Main austerity that Prabhupada taught was pushing on the Sankirtan movement. It's hard enough being a Goshtiyanandi because you have to deal with people. The Bhajanandis don't have to deal with people. That takes a big burden off, because people are a problem. Take it from any temple president. Everyone's always fighting. Everyone always has some difference of opinion. You try to make an institution, there'll be a counter-institution next door to you 2 days later. It's this predatory marketing they teach in marketing. This is when you're selling something, everyone's going to want to attack you. So this is the austerity of the Goshtiyanandi. Try to spread Krishna consciousness. The biggest austerity is to do consistently your sadhana and then try to push on the Sankirtan movement. And within that, you'll be fully austere. Vairagya vijja nija bhakti yoga shikshartameka purusha purana Shri Krishna Chaitanya sharira dhari karpam buddhir yasta maham prabhadye. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this vairagya, but it's the kind of vairagya that comes from dedication, path of dedication. Reflections? One thing you heard that stuck? Yes.
I was thinking when Srila Prabhupada talks about how when Krishna favors a devotee who is overly attached to material concept and can't fully surrender, that Krishna takes everything away so that he feels bereft of family and friendship, and then he can surrender. And that was reminding me of the difference between sweet surrender and that kind of surrender, where you kind of maybe kicking and screaming all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can always voluntarily surrender. That's the easiest thing. Just say, okay, I'll do it preemptively. Because I know that everything's going to be taken away. Everything's already, it's guaranteed. Therefore, why not just dedicate everything to Krishna's service ahead of time? What else? A reflection means one thing you heard that stuck.
Sometimes surrender can seem hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's, what does that mean? Like, does it mean that you just lay everything in chains 64 hours a day, or do you?
No, surrender is described by the Goswamis. It's a sixfold path of Sharanagati, and the sixfold path is first to accept all those things favorable to devotional service. Second is reject things that are unfavorable. Then one must consider Krishna to be one's protector. One must be consider Krishna to be one's maintainer. One must be always meek and humble. And ultimately, one must consider everything that one has to belong to Krishna. So you start with this in this path of surrender by accepting those things favorable, rejecting those things unfavorable. Make a list, get a legal pad, and put a line down the middle. On the left-hand side, put all the things favorable for my devotional service. On the left, on the right-hand side, put everything unfavorable. And then just start taking on things that are favorable and eliminating other things. And one must begin from the position in which one can actually do it. We can't artificially jump up to a stage chanting 64 rounds or something like that. One has to, according to one's capacity, at a particular period in his or her life, accept the as much as possible. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes it to be like climbing a ladder in the Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita. He says that one must not try to climb the ladder too quickly. Because if you do, you might slip on one of the rungs and fall back. On the other hand, he said, you can't go too slowly either. Because that's another kind of non-surrender. You say, I'm not qualified, I'll never be qualified. That's not true. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, krame krame, step by step, you become qualified. And he says, it's in the Upadeshamrita quoted by Prabhupada in his purports, that the neophyte, the Kanishta Adhikari, becomes an Uttam Adhikari by continuing to chant Hare Krishna. Krame, krame, one comes to that position. So in whatever situation one is in now, and the question always is, how do I advance? The answer always is, act properly in the condition you're in now, and then you'll advance. You can only do what you can from this position. At the same time, we should keep in mind what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarva dharman parityaja mami kam sharanam braja aham tong sarva papi byo moksha ishami masuchaha. Just forget everything else and surrender to me. And Prabhupada says one doesn't have to waste time. One can just take that immediately. On one morning walk, Prabhupada was speaking with an Indian man who was then proposing that one first had to have adhikari, qualification, in order to surrender. And Prabhupada interrupted him because he could understand the way this person's intelligence was going, and he said, no. He said, the opportunity to surrender is always there in the soul at any time. And then he gave the example that a poor man who's approached by a rich man with a big bag of money, and the rich man says, here, just take the bag of money, no strings attached. Now the poor man has two choices. One is take it. The other is okay. So this side is. The other side is okay. Let's try it again. This side is. The other side is.
Don't take it.
two choices, take it, don't take it. Krishna says, sarva dharman parityaja, mame kam sharanam braja, aham tvang sarva papi, moksha yishami, ma sucha, don't worry, just take it. So what's my choice?
Take it.
Or?
Take it.
Yeah, he gives us free will, take it or don't take it. So if one realizes that during the course of one's life at any time, it's an exhilarating experience to say that I can overcome everything if I just simply surrender. And that's the prerogative of the soul, who's in a situation where he can become cognizant of Krishna's offer and say, okay, I'll just take it. And then what happens? Krishna delivers. He reciprocates with the devotee. However, someone may prematurely do that. They may surrender prematurely. They say, I'll take it. And they jump for the rope and they miss. Then what happens? Tyaktvasa dharmam charanam bhujam harer bhajana pakvota patetato yadi yatra kva babadram abhuda mushikim kovarta apto pachatam sutarmata. Narada Muni says, no problem. At least you jump for the rope. That other idiot, he just kept going with his regular work and said, I'm not going to take it. But the other person, he was prematurely jumping for that rope and he missed. You get credit for jumping for it, even though you missed. You were a pakva. You weren't ripe. You weren't ready. You missed it. So what, Narada Muni says? At least he tried. He gets forward progress. Forward progress is counted. No matter if he falls down, it doesn't matter. It still counts. Better that than a whole life of becoming well-situated in your material dharma and then not surrendering to Krishna at any time. So this free will is a very interesting topic, and it's one to be contemplated. Look within oneself to see what opportunity do I have at every second to surrender to Krishna. It's my choice. That's, Narada Muni said, I realize now that myself and the Lord are both transcendental. We're both on the same level. It's just that I'm tiny. I've become conditioned by material nature. So the Shastra is all saying, come out. And the Vedanta Sutra then says, is the soul an agent? Can the soul be an agent for change and actually come out of the conditioning? It says, obviously. And the reason that it's obvious, because the Shastra is speaking to the soul. Otherwise, it wouldn't be there. There's no need for the Shastra to speak to God. He's already liberated. Shastra is saying, come out. Therefore, it's possible to come out at any time. Om Tat Sat. Vanchakalpudurvishcha kripasinnabhevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha gopremanande nitai gora haribo 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 nitai gora haribo nitai gora haribo 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 nitai gora haribo. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki. Gaur Premanande.